The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I'm so honored to have as my guest, attorney Tom Cryer. Tom, welcome to the show.
Always glad to be on, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And, you know, I've had you on a few times in the past, and I always enjoy it. I'm sure the listeners do, too. We're fellow travelers. In quite a number of ways.
Yeah.
Tom, why don't you just briefly tell the listeners who haven't heard about you, you're still an attorney, have been one for many decades, but why you've had a little tussle with the IRS?
Well, you know, back in 93, I was just like everybody else. I just believed what everybody had said that they had heard somebody say, that they had heard somebody said. Never had any reason to question whether or not what we've been told about the income tax is true. I mean, it's there. Everybody does it. Everybody wouldn't do it if it wasn't required. And then all of a sudden I'm having lunch with a former law partner of mine, and the subject of taxes came up, and he mentioned it. Well, you know, he doesn't have that problem anymore because he doesn't file. And I, of course, gave him the classic double take of the do what. And he said, no, he said, only people who are liable for a tax have to file, a tax return. And I said, okay, that makes sense enough. But I said, so why aren't you filing? And he said, well, because there's no law that makes me liable. Well, as somebody who's written tax laws before, I've drafted tax statutes and tax ordinances. I knew that every tax had to say who was liable. I mean, you pass a tax and don't say who has to write a check, you're not going to collect much money. So I knew it had to be there. And so I made the big mistake. I told him, I said, look, I'll find the statute and show it to you because it has to exist. You can't have the income tax like it is if it wasn't there. He said, it isn't there. I said, yeah, it is. It's got to be. So I set out to find it, and it didn't take me long to discover that it isn't there. So then the big question in my mind was twofold. Number one, what are you going to do? You know, I've sworn to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And like you, I take, oath like that very, very seriously. And I don't even like breaking a contract. I don't give up keeping my word. You know, much less take an oath to the big guy. And I don't know who they swear oaths to these days. I think they swear oaths to their second cousin. Because they don't seem to mean anything, but it does mean something to me. So I had a problem. What am I going to do? How can I do what I've sworn to do without getting in a real hornet's nest and tangled up with what I realized at that time was probably the most powerful and dangerous organization in the world, the United States government. But I didn't have much choice. I had to do something. But I did set out for the next 2 years to find out why. You know, that was what puzzled me, was why didn't Congress just pass a law that said everybody's liable for the income tax? It just didn't make any sense to me. After all, at the time, it was my understanding that the 16th Amendment gave them that right to do that. That's what I'd been told anyway. And so I started digging into it, and it didn't take me long to find out the 16th Amendment didn't do that. The 16th Amendment had nothing to do with any additional powers to tax, had nothing to do with authorizing an income tax. It had only to do with overturning a 1895 case called Pollock, where they looked at the source of an income on an income tax and said, no, since the source is property, it's a property tax, and all property taxes are direct and must be apportioned, which means they can't send you the bill. And so I started digging into it, and I started researching. I went all the way back to 13th century Netherlands, Dutch, and all the way back to the Magna Carta, and then all the way back forward, all of the tax cases in the Supreme Court, all of the tax provisions of the Constitution. And once I had done that, I realized that the reason that they didn't make us liable, the reason they didn't put a liability provision in there that applies to everybody, is that basically, at the time that the income tax was originally passed, we still had a Supreme Court. We had, you know, the Congress was corrupted, the White House was corrupted, looking for more power. That was back whenever you started seeing them getting into the Federal Reserve Act, which was no coincidence, same year. The destruction of the states and the exclusion of the states from the federal process was the 17th Amendment. But the Supreme Court was still there, and the Supreme Court would not have allowed them to have imposed liability of a mandatory tax on the members of the public, because that's one of the things the Constitution did not allow. They could do a voluntary indirect tax and make it apply to us, but in that case, it's voluntary. We decide whether or not to subject ourselves to the tax. But the income tax purports to be mandatory to everybody, and they never would have stood for it. So I realized they would have taxed us if they could have taxed us, but they couldn't, so they didn't, so they just lie about it. I also went back and traced through all of the different versions of the Act as it came up through 1913, and then post-Bruchheimer, once they realized that the jig was up, the Supreme Court called them on it and said, no, the 16th doesn't give you any additional power. And saw the big difference between 1913 and 1916. Started watching regulations, which were the Secretary's official interpretation of the Income Tax Act, and the admissions that were there, that fundamental law has limits on what federal government is allowed to tax and what it has the power to tax. I found out what those limits were, and I found out I'm way outside those limits. Most of us are. And so at that particular point, I just took them on, and I refused to file or pay any income tax until they could show me, they meaning the IRS, could show me that it had a lawful right to know my personal financial information, a right to demand that I file a return, or a right to demand that I cut them in on what I receive in exchange for my labor, which isn't income. Not according to the Supreme Court. And so, you know, they couldn't come up with any of that. When it went to CID, we said the same thing. You know, your old outfit, Criminal Investigation Division, came in, and we said the same thing. Look, show me where you have a lawful right to any of this stuff. I'll give you anything the law requires. I'm here to comply with the law, but you're going to have to show it to me before I, you know, except the fact that I've got to comply with the law. I need to see it. And they couldn't do it. So I went to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice said, I sat down and said the same thing. Look, you want this over with, just show me where the law makes me liable for the tax, because only people who are liable are required to file. Matter of fact, people who aren't liable aren't even required to keep records. They couldn't do it. So they indicted me. So whenever the indictment came out, I took the same question to the judge. I said, Judge, how can we have a tax evasion case by somebody who isn't liable for the tax to begin with? Okay, the only way for you to continue with this case is to tell me what this law is that makes me liable for the tax. Well, the judge couldn't find one either. He just said, I'm denying your motion, though. He didn't give any reasons because he couldn't come up with any. And so we went to trial, And they tried several times to get me to enter into a plea agreement with them, and I refused. We went to trial, tried the case for 2 days. Larry B. Grant was my attorney. When the jury came back, after just a very short deliberation, a couple of hours at the most, they came back with not guilty verdicts across the board. So you and I have had some very similar experiences, because you and I both set out to debunk these claims, because you and I both knew it was just impossible to think it'd be true. Our investigation forced us to accept the truth, that they are true, that they're not bunko.
And you glossed over, because I know you're a humble man, but tell the listeners just real quickly, you know, what, how well you did with your law school and that, because I think people need to know, you know, the IRS tells the public that I was a bozo and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, but you know, you worked hard in law school and were awarded for
well,
your
just
hard work.
Just as you were the equivalent of what we used to call a DMG, Distinguished Military Graduate, in your class, going through your training. In my training, I excelled too. I loved law school, and as a result, I graduated from LSU Law School in 1973, cum laude, with honors. I was in the very top layers of skin on my class. I was inducted into the Order of the Coif, which is the highest honor that can be conferred on any attorney or legal scholar. After 14 years of practice, I had already racked up a number of what I guess you would call a landmark case, where I had taken cases up on appeal and had effected changes in the law, or reversals in the law. One of those was so pronounced that the legislature turned around and overturned it the following year. So I knew if the legislature was against what I was doing, I must have been on the right track. But after only 14 years of private practice, I was inducted into the LSU Law School Hall of Fame. So, yeah, I pack a few credentials, and I've got 37 years of trial and appellate experience behind me. But is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to let people know, and not that any attorney who doesn't have those awards isn't just as competent or believable, but I just think it's typical for our opponents to claim that somehow, you know, we don't have the tools it takes to understand these issues, and you know, because really it's fairly simple. But I think what you bring to the table is, you know, having written tax laws and knowing exactly what is required to make someone required to pay the tax.
Well, you know, the elements of a tax statute or taxing statute that you must have in order to collect it are that at first you have to tell the public what you're taxing so that they know whether this has anything to do with them. The second thing you need to do is to tell them how much it is, because if you just leave it open, then the government will pick another number that's crazy, and the taxpayer will pick a number that's crazy. Nobody can agree on what the right number is, so you have to say how much. But perhaps the most important element in drafting taxing statutes is that you have to plainly and clearly identify exactly who it is that has to sit down and write the check. Because if you don't say who is liable, then nobody is liable. And if no one is liable, you've got a tax out there that nobody owes.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yes, it is. It's not rocket science. And when you're talking about tax laws, you know, my first position when I got out of law school, before I even passed the bar, was as a special counselor and draftsman.
We have a break coming up, so I'm going to have to jump in, and then we can, when we come back from the break, we can have you describe the special counselor position that you had. Our guest is attorney Tom Cryer, and he's talking about some very interesting things about the federal income tax. And we promise to be right back after these messages, and we really appreciate you joining us.
Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala holds a reputation for the most outstanding sales and service to their customers. This reputation was earned over the years by keeping their promises and taking care of people. It was true then, and it's true now. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to ensure you the easiest and most satisfying vehicle purchase or service you'll ever experience while delivering the highest value for the money. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have access to over 850 new Fords and Lincoln Mercurys to provide a wide selection of new cars and trucks, which means large savings for their customers. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have you the lowest price and payment in writing guaranteed in 15 minutes or less. Visit their dealerships on Highway 441 in Ocala and Bellevue to see for yourself the distinct advantage in making your next vehicle purchase from the dealership that pledges to ensure the best buying experience anywhere. You can also shop at home at fordofocala.com for selection and service specials that is constantly updated. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala, where they pledge every day is a sale day and the traffic's not bad at all.
Sick.
Do you feel twisted up when you get your cell phone bill?
Not anymore.
Unlimited talk, internet, text, and the exclusive instant walkie-talkie feature from Boost Mobile for just $50 a month.
Only at Lakeview Cellular in the Hernando Shopping Plaza on Highway 200 and Route 41.
$50 a month with no hidden fees and no contracts, plus no credit checks.
Lakeview Cellular, the official home of Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile works off the Nextel networks to provide you with the most comprehensive coverage at the best price on your monthly cell service. The all-new Lakeview Cellular in the Hernando Plaza in Hernando.
Or give them a call at 352-344-0100.
Come see us now. Pay your cell bill. Shop for a new phone. And now for only $40 a month, get unlimited internet service on your laptop or home PC with Lakeview Cellular's Virgin Mobile Internet Air Card.
Lakeview Cellular in the Hernando Shopping Plaza on Highway 200 and Route 41. Hernando, call 352-344-0100. The official home of Boost Mobile.
Cash for gold. Cash for gold. You just want some money. Tanya wants your gold. Cash for gold. Cash for gold. She don't care if it's broken, shiny, or old. Cash for gold. Cash for gold. Go see Tanya, the diva of gold, with the black and pink signs at two locations, 7 days a week at I-75 and Highway 40, and at 7770 Highway 41 in Dunellen, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And don't forget, Tanya doesn't care if it's broken, shiny, or old. It's cash for gold. Goldboom.com. Look for the waivers. Cash for gold. Cash for gold. You just want some money. Tanya wants your gold. Goldboom.com. Goldboom.com. Look for the waivers.
Are you concerned about the side effects of using hormonal birth control? Look into a natural method of family planning that's 99% effective, environmentally green, and causes no risks to your health. For information on learning natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study, see the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
The only thing I like more than chocolate is free chocolate. Yeah, free chocolate. Life is sweet. At Dunellen Forest, Highway 41, across from the police department. For a limited time only, receive Harry London's gourmet chocolate. When you mention 104.3 FM, Dunellen Forest, fantastic flower arrangements at incredible prices. And now, free gourmet chocolate. Life is sweet. At Dunellen Forest, Highway 41. We're sweet on you because you know we make sense.
With purchase of equal agreement.
Back the layers every day with Frank Talk 104 News, Sports, and More.
At Frank Talk 104, breaking news flash.
And there was a little hiccup yesterday at the White House after President Obama's home teleprompter reportedly malfunctioned during a family dinner. Correspondent Jane Carmichael joins us.
President Obama's home teleprompter suddenly went blank. He sort of froze mid-sentence, but after a few seconds of silence, Obama was able to call up his prepared remarks from memory.
Well, White House Deputy Press Secretary Brenda England addressed this error today.
Look, the president has hundreds of conversations every day, and it simply isn't feasible for him to memorize the text for every single one. The prompter is really just a tool to help the president remember to speak, blink, and breathe.
The prompter just help make sure he doesn't say the wrong thing at any point.
Having Obama to fumble around awkwardly.
The president has increased his reliance on the teleprompter, sending it alone on low-priority diplomatic meetings and photo ops. Well, right after the break, we'll talk to a Philadelphian who knows all the best places to get murdered.
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Talk, 104, news, sports, and more. The official home of Glenn Beck, Don Imus, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network.
Frank Talk, 104.3 FM, the Mid-State News Talk and Sports Radio Station.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second segment of the second hour of the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. My guest for the second hour is attorney Tom Crier. And during the first segment, Tom was describing what happened to him, which has some similarities to what happened to me in terms of being challenged to look at the inner bowels of the federal income tax system, believing that every American at all times is required to pay the federal income tax, and finding that the nitty-gritty of the law doesn't require that, and yet the IRS seems to administer and collect it as if it does. So there's a big disparity there. But before the break, Tom was talking about, I believe you said being a special counselor, Tom. So why don't you continue,
well,
please?
When I first got out of law school, my first position was as a special counsel and draftsman for the Louisiana Constitutional Convention of 1973, which resulted in the new constitution, the current constitution, 1974. But one of my areas of responsibility there was... my primary area of responsibility was Declaration of Rights. You know, was dealing with the fundamental rights, then how to protect them. But another area of interest was the taxation provisions of the Louisiana Constitution. And so I, was forced by that to become, familiar with basic principles of tax law. And that was how I happened to know, whenever I was told that there was no law making my friend liable, that's how I happened to know that that couldn't be so. Because if he wasn't liable, then, the tax wouldn't be applied to him. And then I find out from research that he's right, but they're applying the tax to him and me, even though there's no law that makes either of us liable for the income tax. So I knew from previous experience, to begin with, what a tax law had to include.
So, the IRS seems to like to go out and create Frankensteins, at least Frankensteins, according to the way they do business. They reach out and burn the wrong people.
They burn anybody who they think that they can put their head on a lance to frighten the peasants. And basically, we are being taxed by intimidation. We're not being taxed by law. We're being taxed by intimidation, which is no better, in my view, than the mafia coming in and demanding protection money from merchants and shop owners up and down the street.
And yet, nothing in the Constitution seems to indicate that that's the kind of government we should be having, right?
Nor in the principles that the government is founded on. And, of course, the foundation for our government, or for our nation, for that matter, is the Declaration of Independence. I mean, those are the principles upon which it's built. And the whole purpose of the federal government was to serve the states, not really us. The whole purpose of the federal government wasn't intended to govern inside the country. It was only to govern those things between the states and outside the country. And yet it has managed to bleed itself into not only our pocketbooks, our paychecks, but it's managed to bleed itself into our schools, our banks, our, you know, streets, not just highways, but streets. It's managed to bleed itself into our medicine cabinet through an unconstitutional FDA. It's managed to take control of our farmers and tell them how to farm and what to farm and what they can and can't grow and how they can and can't grow it, even though there's no agriculture clause in the Constitution. And now they're going to move into our emergency rooms and our clinics and start telling doctors what they can and cannot do based upon how much we're worth.
And it seems like, part of the problem is that there are uninformed bureaucrats, as I used to be, and I try to get more and more informed as my life goes on, so it's not like I know everything. But there are lots of government servants out there who don't even realize what they're doing could very well be beyond their authority and the authority of their agency. And I know that you have we're trying to do a fundraiser basically for a project that you and I kind of hatched. So why don't you describe to the listeners what this project is? And
to start with, I guess I need to first say that the project is a joint effort between Joe and his Freedom Above Fortune and Truth Attack. Now, Truth Attack is an organization that I urged the tax honesty community to form back in 2007. As a matter of fact, Joe, you were at the initial meeting there in Alexandria, Virginia, whenever I first proposed Truth Attack to the various leaders of the different groups making up the tax honesty community. But the tax honesty community was fragmented. It was pulling in different directions. It wasn't working in a coordinated and smart way. And so, as a result, they were all singing, but they were singing from different pages of the hymnal, and you couldn't make heads or tails of the message. There was no coherent, singular, unified message. So, as it turned out, I wasn't intending to form this, but everybody seemed to be in favor of it, but nobody would take the lead. And, when nobody else would take the lead, I finally decided it has to happen. And I guess if it's going to happen, I'm going to have to do it. So we did. And we right now, Joe, can you recall? You've been involved in the movement longer than I have, much longer, because I wasn't even aware of it until I was indicted. But have you seen the tax honesty community as united and working in as coordinated a fashion as it is today?
No. I mean, there's definitely, groups that have decided or realize, including yours and mine, and, we have to work together, and really we have the same goal, but there are maybe some groups out there whose goal is to, just make a buck and not really be real careless with the truth. And I don't want to name any names. I'm just saying they're, people that don't really share that belief that, this is about stopping the government from taking what isn't lawfully theirs
right.
from the people.
Right. But basically, Truth Attack is engaged in a number of activities. One, of course, that we have is Operation Stop Thief, where groups all over, and I mean groups not just of Truth Attack members or Freedom Above Fortune members, but Ron Paul groups, Libertarian Party groups, Constitution Party groups, even some John Birch groups who've gotten in on this, groups that are connected with Tea Party groups that have gone out and done Operation Stop Thief, where we stand out in front of a post office on April 15th and hold up signs and hand out literature to, in effect, millions across the country, bringing them to light on the truth about the income tax. But one of the things that we were neglecting was while we were going after the public hard and heavy, there are 300 million people out there. That's an awful lot for a handful of people to get out and wake up. But the source of the problem is where we needed to, you put the water on the base of the fire, not the top. And so it occurred to us, both you and me, that you know, the IRS is the source of the fire. That's where the base of the flame is. That's where the problem is that they're not following the law. And so, you know, we determined to try to do something to get them to do the same thing you did. Because, you know, my experience, Joe, was that I've asked many Internal Revenue Service counsel and agents and employees, well, tell me, you know, what do you know about Joe Bannister? Because, you know, I'm wanting to find out how they react to what you did. And every single one of them has said they never heard of you. So you're the you are the name that none dare speak inside the IRS. You know, once the egg's solid, none dare speak his name. Well, that's you. And so what I wanted to do was to look into it. I asked you about it. I said, you know, these people really know what they're doing. Are they really outlaws? Or were they just as innocent and naive as you and I were before we made these discoveries? And you told me that 99% of them are just like you and I were. And it kind of changed my attitude toward these guys because I had developed a bit of an attitude toward Internal Revenue Service agents because, as you just correctly described them, they're not public servants, they're government servants. And I'm not going to give them money to serve the government. They're supposed to serve the public, and they're supposed to serve the law. And so I had developed a bit of a negative attitude toward them, giving none of them the benefit of a doubt like I usually do with most people. But you kind of jerked me back into reality with your answer. And so what we've done and what you have done is to record a videotape making a what I consider to be a very powerful and compelling appeal to your former colleagues that they should explore these questions and conduct their own investigation, not to take your word for it or to take the government's word for it, but to find out for themselves, because they're the ones who are either violating their oath or they're the ones who are observing it. And they're the ones that are going to have to suffer the consequences for whatever the answer to that question is. And I think it's a very powerful, well-delivered message. And so what we're going to do is we're going to duplicate that, and I have produced or compiled a CD to accompany your DVD that has folders that break out every size, shape, color, and description of issue. You know, what is and isn't income? Where is the basis for labor? And in sections 1001 at SEC, what is and isn't taxable by the federal government? Whether a right, the exercise of a right, can be taxed by anybody, by any government? And lays it all out and puts a synopsis in each folder saying, this is what's in this folder and this is what it means. Now go look and make sure I've told you the right. You know, you there's a case, there's a statute. Open it up and verify. Read for yourself. And so it's made to where it kind of spoon feeds it everything to them. They don't have to go out like you did or like I did and dig all of this up and clean off all the bones and figure out how they fit together. We do all that for them with this CD. So between your appeal and the CD that gives them the means, we need to get that to every single Internal Revenue Service agent, employee, or special agent or officer that we can. And I understand there are 100,000 of those, 110,000. They're about to hire 16,000 more. So that's going to take a lot to do, and we don't have the money, frankly. Truth to tech, right now, times are hard. Contributions that we normally receive have fallen way off, and we're sitting here on the verge of being broke, and we've got this huge project to do that will have a devastating effect on the lies and the myths that the Internal Revenue Service is using, because it's putting water on the face of the fire, not the flames, not the smoke, but on the fire itself.
Well, we've got a break coming up, and we'll revisit this a little bit more after the break. Our guest is attorney Tom Cryer of truthattack.org, and we'll be right back after these messages. Don't forget, come back for one more segment. Thanks for joining us.
Frank Talk, 104.3 FM, the Mid-State News Talk and Sports Radio Station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Job growth picking up in October, but not enough to knock down the unemployment rate. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Lisa, the unemployment rate didn't move last month, stuck at 9.6%, but the Labor Department says 159,000 private sector jobs were created. The president encouraged but not satisfied.
It doesn't make a difference if you're still one of the millions of people who are looking for work.
President Obama says he's open to any idea that speeds up job growth.
And it certainly includes keeping tax rates low for middle-class families.
But Republicans say the wealthiest Americans should also be included in those tax cuts. Lisa?
Thanks, Jared. Space Shuttle Discovery now grounded until the end of the month. NASA just announcing they will take more time to fix the latest in a series of glitches for Discovery's final mission, a potentially dangerous gas leak. The court fight not over yet for a Guantanamo Bay detainee who admitted helping Al-Qaeda recruit two men who became 9/11 hijackers and later recanted that confession. An appeals court panel today overturning a judge's order that Mohamedou Salahi should be released because of abuse by interrogators. The appeals court sending the issue back to a lower court, citing unresolved questions. A woman locked up for life for putting her daughter in a microwave oven gets a second chance, her conviction tossed out. Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Lisa, China Arnold's 28-day-old baby was burned to death. The Dayton, Ohio woman was charged with murder. A mistrial was declared after a man said his young son saw another boy put the baby inside the microwave. At the second trial, a woman testified that Arnold confessed to killing her child. That woman later recanted, and an Ohio appeals court has reversed China Arnold's conviction. No word yet on the next step as prosecutors look over the decision. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Stay connected to Fox News Radio for your favorite talk shows, newscasts on the hour and half hour, and the podcasts that take you a step deeper inside of Fox News. Don't miss a single minute of Your World with Neil Cavuto daily by subscribing to the Daily Podcast.
I'm Neil Cavuto.
Get news and insight on Wall Street and other market activities, and get a wrap-up of the business news of the day.
Don't tell me about federal programs that stick to their budget. They don't.
It's Cavuto, when you want it, and where you want it. Subscribe now by going to foxnewsradio.com and click on the podcast button for Your World with Neil Cavuto. And check out other Fox News Radio podcasts, including John Gibson's My Word.
Hi, I'm John Gibson. You can get My Word every day for no holds barred opinion on the big stories of the day. Gibson, when and where you want at foxnewsradio.com. Just click on the podcast button.
Rail disaster in England. A cement mixer falling off a bridge, landing on a passing passenger train southwest of London. Sky News reporting several injuries, other people possibly still trapped. Yet another bloody Friday in Pakistan. Two more mosque bombings during Friday prayers. The first killing at least 50 people.
It appears the target wasn't worshippers, but in fact an anti-Taliban militia founder who'd been encouraging local people to take a stand against the extremists.
Fox's Dominic Di Natale. The second attack, hours later, killing three people in another part of northwest Pakistan where an anti-Taliban militia has been active. Two arrests reported in L.A. for the fatal Halloween shooting of a five-year-old boy, gunned down as he showed off his Spider-Man costume in his backyard. Police have said the boy's family was mistaken for rival gang members. A news conference expected today on the arrests. Earthquake survivors in Haiti now have another ordeal to endure. Hurricane Tomas.
They're largely in tents and in tarps. And the real concern is even if the strong winds don't wipe out these tents and tarps, the rain could cause some great damage, particularly after the storm is over.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Port-au-Prince, where hundreds of thousands are still living in tents. Some nuns in Maryland strike it rich, hitting a home run at an auction.
For a baseball card collector, it's the Holy Grail.
a very rare Honus Wagner from 100 years ago. One is just sold at auction for $262,000 by an order of Roman Catholic nuns in Baltimore, inheriting the card when the brother of a deceased nun died and left it to the sisters, who will use the proceeds to fund ministries in 30 countries. Only about 60 of the Wagner cards are left. A near-mint condition one sold for nearly $3 million 3 years ago, the priciest baseball card ever. Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Few of the cards distributed because Wagner took issue with them being sold in cigarette packs. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Frank Talk, 104.3 FM, the Mid-State News Talk and Sports Radio Station.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. This is the final segment of the second hour. Our guest is attorney Tom Cryer, and we've been having a very interesting conversation over the last almost an hour. We were talking about, of course, Tom's story, very fascinating and interesting how there are some similarities between an attorney in Louisiana and an IRS special agent in San Jose, California. How that all worked out. But anyway, Tom was talking before the break about the need for some funds for a very important project. We're going to try to educate as many IRS agents as possible. And as Tom said, the nice thing about it is that for all those agents that may not have a whole lot of motivation, all the tools will be right there in that DVD-CD package, so they won't have to go out and do a lot of homework. It'll all be right there at their fingertips. So, Tom, any last comments on that and how people can contribute?
Yeah, one of the other things, the tools that we're doing is going to be a new tool, and that is I've just completed, and now I'm revising and editing. A piece I call The Truth About the Truth About Frivolous Tax Arguments. You're aware of the fact that the government, the IRS, has come out with a publication, and it's on its website under its listing of frivolous arguments. But they also send it out to people whenever they ask questions. They send them this, 40-page, 30-page document that lists out all of the frivolous arguments, and it debunks all of them. But the problem is that 90% of what it says there are lies. You know, for example, they'll say a certain section says thus and so, but when you hold it up next to the section, it's a lie. They completely changed it so it says something else. So what I've done is I've gone back at each one of these lies, I've called them on it, and we're going to be putting one of those in on that CD as well, The Truth About the Truth About Frivolous Tax Arguments, and it shows where time after time after time the Internal Revenue Service is actually distorting and deceiving people about what the law says when they're calling it the truth about frivolous arguments, and the arguments that they have made are totally baseless and without authority, and that's the definition of a frivolous argument. And I've had a blast writing this thing, but it'll also be there. But,
saying that the IRS actually doesn't tell the truth?
I'm afraid I have to burst a lot of bubbles here, but I have never run across any organization that was so deceptive, so dishonest as the IRS. I've never caught any government agency or any organization whatsoever. Even if you look at the Democrat Party, I think they would give the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, because the Republican Party lies about being conservative, the political parties, I think you'd give them a pretty good run for their money on being liars. I'll tell you, it's just it's absolutely hilarious when you sit down and you read these arguments that they make in their frivolous tax list. And, the most compelling thing, though, Joe, is not so much what they say on the list, but what they don't say. You know, the three principal points that Truth Attack raises are, first, that there's no statute making the typical working American liable for the income tax. That's not on the frivolous list. So what does that mean?
They stay away from that like the plague.
Well, it means to me that they don't consider it to be frivolous. And otherwise, it'd be on the list of frivolous arguments, wouldn't it? The second point that Truth Attack raises is that there is no basis for the Internal Revenue Service's application of a zero basis to our wages and our salaries, what we receive in exchange for our labor. They say the basis for that is zero, meaning it's 100% profit, that our employer gives us that money and he doesn't get anything at all in exchange for it. So to us, it's 100% gain. Now, there's no legal basis for that. Now, that issue is not on the list of frivolous arguments. And finally, the third point that Truth Attack makes is that when we go out and work for a living, we're exercising a God-given, fundamental, constitutionally protected, Supreme Court-recognized right as part of our freedom to pursue happiness, a right to earn a living through our own labor. Now, you can't tax a right. They can't tax your going to the polls and voting. They can't tax your free speech. They can't tax your going to church. And they can't tax your going and working for a living to provide for yourself and your family. And that's according to the Supreme Court. And that's not on that list of frivolous arguments, which tells me that they have no rebuttal for that, and they don't consider it to be frivolous. And yet, if you bring any of those arguments up, they will tell you it's frivolous. Well, show it to me on your frivolous list, your list of frivolous arguments. Show it to me. Show me why it's false. And they can't do it because it's not there. But at any rate, what we've got to do is we've got to ship 100,000 of these out. So you can imagine, you know, duplicating a DVD and a CD 100,000 times, putting them in a package, mailing them to all of these agents. You know, we it's going to take a lot of money to do that, but look at the payback for it. We've got, you know, when you came out and walked out that door, it caused a huge splash. Imagine if 100, 200, 300, 400 agents walk out that door behind you. You made the comment to me that after you walked out, you looked back, expecting to see others following your lead. And the door never moved. I mean, you know, it's still there, and nobody's coming out. Well, one is because nobody knew what you did except for those close insiders that were right there. They put the clamps on that. But it's time for them to start walking out the door, just like you did. And there are a certain number of those that will do that. So when we have hundreds of agents that are walking out of the IRS quitting and saying, hey, I've been living a lie, I'm not going to do it anymore, that's going to have a huge impact on the not only the IRS, but on the public. And so we've got to fund this. It has to happen. We're doing it with the faith that the funding will happen, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't fall out of the sky. It happens because the folks, like folks listening to this program, see the merit and the need for this, and jump up and say, hey, I'll help. Now, maybe you can't help much. Maybe you can help much. But there's no amount that's too small to make a difference, and there's no amount that's too large a price to pay for freedom and justice. And so whatever anybody can do to help, they can do that by mailing it to Truth Attack at 7330-7330 Fern, just like the plant, Fern Avenue, Suite 1102-1102, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105. If they can't get that, they can go to the website, truthattack.org, click donate, and it'll have that address on there, on that page. Or, while they're there, they can also contribute online. But the address is 7330 Fern Avenue, Suite 1102, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105. Make it out to Truth Attack. Or send cash, doesn't matter what form. We just take whatever you can give, whatever you will give, and in whatever form you will give. But we all have to do something. And when I say all, I mean every one of us and everybody we know. So you need to get a hold of your friends and your family and say, hey, you know, we have a chance here to make a major difference, to go on the offense. We can't defend ourselves back to freedom. We're going to have to fight our way back to where we were. And that means we're going to have to act actively. We're going to have to act on the offense. We're going to have to take the initiative. And it's going to take a lot of money, and we don't have any. So we need everything that you can do and everything that anybody can do to help out with this and to get us on track on getting this incredibly powerful project going. There are other projects in the work too that need to be funding. We've got them in the tube, but we can't launch them and put them on the target without, you know, the kind of fuel, the financial fuel it takes to get them there.
Well, it's a really important work, and I hope that people will support us. Truthattack.org. You can get the information. Again, the address is 7330 Fern Avenue, F-E-R-N, like the plant, Suite 1102, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71105. And I'll be putting that information out to my email list. So if you're not on my email list, go to freedomabovefortune.com and get on it. Or you can go to truthattack.org. I'm sure you guys have an email list too, Tom.
Yes.
And we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left, which really isn't enough time to talk about it. But any way that we could that you could just describe maybe something that people should watch out for in terms of testimony in a trial. Recently there was a trial in Albuquerque that I was assisting you and Larry Beecraft on, and ahead and just
you know, just it. Like I said, we can't defend our way back to where we were. You've got to take aggressive measures, and you have to fight back. And so, you know, in these trials where they're accusing people of tax evasion, when the only thing they're guilty of is learning the truth and daring to confront the government with it, they keep telling the jury that these are frivolous arguments. No matter what they are, they're always frivolous arguments. There's no basis in law. We've told them, we've shown them where they were wrong when they didn't show them that, but they keep telling the jury that. Well, we wanted to rebut that, and so that's why we were calling you on as an expert witness to testify that, hey, it is not unreasonable for somebody to look at the law and conclude what these people concluded. It is not frivolous. There is a basis for their belief. They're not without a basis. They're not ungrounded. And boy, you know, we didn't get a chance to put you before the jury, Joe. But what we did get a chance to do was to put you on the stand and make what we call a proffer. A proffer is where you put your evidence on so the appeals court can tell what it would have been had it been admitted. And boy, you blew their doors off. You blew their doors off. I mean, you know, whatever you finished, I know we were real short on time here, but whenever you finished testifying, and I finished arguing with the judge right after that, she was, correct me if I'm wrong, she was stunned.
Yeah, she just stayed silent and looked at you. They just kept looking at each other like the time had stood still.
Oh, it was one of those who was going to blink things, and I wasn't sure whether she was stunned because she didn't know what to say, or whether she was just trying to decide whether to have me drawn, or quartered, or burned at the stake.
Maybe a little of both, or all three.
Because we did kind of commit heresy there, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah, well, you know, we're just trying to tell the truth, and that's the problem you run into when you do that, I guess. And
they do not want, you know, what's really sickening is that they're saying that, well, telling the truth to the jury might confuse them. But hearing the truth wasn't allowed to confuse a defendant. That's the whole idea behind a cheek willfulness defense, is that I looked at this, so I concluded Well, they're worried that judgment, the jury, if you look at that, they'll conclude the wrong thing.
That's so right. And I unfortunately, we're almost out of time here, Tom. Just real quickly, everybody, attorney Tom Cryer founded truthattack.org, and we're trying to raise a little funds to do a really incredible project to get the truth into the hands of hundreds of thousands of IRS employees. And I really appreciate Tom coming on the show to educate us on a lot of different great issues, and we will pray that lots of funds come in the door so we can get this project off the ground. And Tom, look forward to seeing you next week, and thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you Friday.
You take care.
You too.
Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala holds a reputation for the most outstanding sales and service to their customers. This reputation was earned over the years by keeping their promises and taking care of people. It was true then, and it's true now. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to ensure you the easiest and most satisfying vehicle purchase or service you'll ever experience while delivering the highest value for the money. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have access to over 850 new Fords and Lincoln Mercurys to provide a wide selection of new cars and trucks, which means large savings for their customers. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala pledges to have you the lowest price and payment in writing guaranteed in 15 minutes or less. Visit their dealerships on Highway 441 in Ocala and Bellevue to see for yourself the distinctive advantage in making your next vehicle purchase from the dealership that pledges to ensure the best buying experience anywhere. You can also shop at home at fordofocala.com for selection and service specials that is constantly updated. Ford of Ocala and Lincoln Mercury of Ocala, where they pledge every day is a sale day and the traffic's not bad at all.
It's a little piece of paradise with the look and feel of the islands at the Plantation Tiki Bar just off Highway 19 on Fort Island Trail. If you haven't been to the Plantation Golf Resort and Spa recently,
you've been missing out on a terrific time. Come see us now.
For only $5, enjoy the Plantation Golf Resort and Spa, pool and poolside Tiki Bar. Plus, your first $3 drink is on us, and your kids get in for free. Wow, what a great time. The Plantation features weekend football poolside with two Tiki Bar flat-screen TVs. So whether you're driving in from out of town or you're a local, be sure to make this weekend special for you and your family. Make plans to enjoy the Plantation Golf Resort and Spa. Fantastic pool, large hot tub with super high-powered jets, and the Plantation's famous poolside Tiki Bar. A welcomed relief to a stressful week. The Plantation Golf Resort and Spa, just off Highway 19 on Fort Island Trail in Crystal River. It's a little piece of paradise with the look and feel of the islands.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
When we think of the word den, automatically you see a cozy room familiar to you, welcoming a safe place, like home or maybe a lion's den, a protected place, familiar, comfortable, just like the insurance den. Get to know the friendly folks at the den, the insurance den. Let the trusted professionals at the insurance den shop the best and most affordable deal for you to fill all of your insurance needs, from homeowners to boating, flood, and all of your business concerns, including full umbrella coverage protection. Once you become part of the den, you'll have comfort in knowing that you are fully protected with the most reputable companies and hands-on service from the insurance den. Don't renew your old policy until you contact the den. The insurance den. Chances are we'll find you savings the others have missed. Call the insurance den now. 352-628-2331. That's 352-628-2331. InsuranceDenOnline.com.
Our life-sustaining star. The sun is now entering into a phase of increased solar activity. Those solar flares cause a thickening of our ozone layer, which at times causes radio signals to literally bounce off the layer and travel hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles from its local location. These occurrences are normal as our sun enters into the peak of the 11-year sunspot cycle in 2010. The results of this increased solar flare activity may cause power outages, cell phone dropouts, and radio and television station interference. So if you're listening to your local radio station and you hear another radio station on that same channel, just take comfort in knowing that more than likely it'll only last for several minutes. Just a friendly reminder from the fine folks from planet Earth, three clicks from the sun, in the Milky Way galaxy. Oh, and us here at Frank Talk 104.32. Now go have some fun.